From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. For years, fear of skin cancer has had us slathering on 50-plus SPF sunscreen, donning hats, or avoiding prolonged exposure under umbrellas or shade. Some unexpected research recently out of Edinburgh University could shift the perception of sun as the unrelenting enemy. In this study, UV rays were found to release a compound that lowers blood pressure. On the line to explain how we might weigh the sun's benefits and drawbacks is Dr. Richard Weller. He's Senior Lecturer of Dermatology at Edinburgh University. Dr. Weller, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about your research. What signs pointed to a link between exposure to the sun and reduced blood pressure?
Well, it's not what I was actually starting out looking at. I was in Pittsburgh almost 10 years ago doing research on this substance, nitric oxide, in the skin. But what became far more interesting was when I came back to the UK and to my current position in Edinburgh. We were trying to repeat this American mouse work in Edinburgh, medical students, in fact. And we found, to our surprise, that their skin contained very large stores of this substance, nitric oxide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nitric oxide, NO, as the abbreviation is a fairly important messenger in the body. And what it does is it dilates blood vessels, and it actually controls the resistance of blood vessels throughout the body. And in that way, it controls blood pressure. To our surprise, we found that these storage forms of NO can actually be activated to release NO to the bloodstream when ultraviolet hits the skin. We were now beginning to think, gosh, you know, what NO does is it dilates blood vessels and lowers blood pressure. I wonder if this might, you know, somehow if this might be what this NO in the skin is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we were aware that most of the research on the beneficial effects of sunlight are looking at vitamin D. And we wanted to make sure that what we were looking at was not a vitamin D effect. And we were able to show that the UVA rays move this NO from the skin to the circulation, and that they slightly and transiently, just for about 30 minutes in the experiments we were doing, lower blood pressure.
Let's look a little bit about this relationship with, as you call it, vitamin D. We call it vitamin D. Many of us here in the Northeast and also the Pacific Northwest of the U.S. are vitamin D deficient. So here, a lot of people take vitamin D supplements. Will that in any way affect how nitric oxide is absorbed in the system?
Well, it's a good question, because it's been shown that people with higher levels of vitamin D have lower blood pressure. So the obvious suggestion is that maybe vitamin D lowers blood pressure. But in fact, when you go and do studies where you give vitamin D supplements, tablets, to people, it doesn't seem to have an effect on blood pressure. And there's recently been a big review of all, there's been a lot of studies on this, and they've all been pulled together very recently in one of the big cardiology journals. It seems that vitamin D itself probably has not much of an effect on blood pressure.
How effective is this at lowering blood pressure? For example, you know, we have a lot of over-the-counter medications, for example, that help lower blood pressure. How is it in comparison?
Well, I mean, the first thing I'd say was that this was a temporary effect and quite a small fall in blood pressure. So we were trying to work out, is this NO in the skin doing anything? So we were looking at a mechanism. And what we showed was, after 20 minutes under the UVA lamps, there was a fall in blood pressure for about 30 minutes of around 2 millimeters of mercury. Speaking with my dermatology hat on here,
mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, this is not yet saying we should rush out into the sun, throw away the sunblock, throw away the hat, and soak up the sun, because excess sunlight remains the major preventable cause of skin cancer. And that's, you know, absolutely rock-solid science. But I suppose what we suggested is that we think it is an early stage yet. We wonder if maybe, you know, repeated measures of UV might produce a more permanent fall in blood pressure. I mean, what we have shown is a temporary effect, and it's not enough to produce the health benefits of reduced blood pressure. But I think it's made us keen to carry on and see if we can actually generate a more sustained fall in blood pressure by perhaps giving UV repeatedly.
Right. Maybe this is something that can be cumulative over time.
Indeed.
In 2011, a virologist at the University of London suggested that the sun's UV rays inactivate the chickenpox virus on the skin. Now, do you think there's much more that we could unpack and know about the unknown benefits of the sun?
Well, yes, and I think that's a really interesting point. I mentioned previously how people with higher vitamin D levels tend to have lower blood pressure and less heart disease,
uh-huh.
But actually vitamin D supplements don't bring about the same changes. And to me, what that suggests is that vitamin D, I mean, vitamin D has been is probably quite an important one. But there may be other mechanisms we don't yet understand by which sunlight can exert beneficial effects.
Dr. Richard Weller, Senior Lecturer of Dermatology at Edinburgh University, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We have a link to read more on his research, including watching a TED Talk that Dr. Richard Weller recorded. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. And thanks so much for spending some time with us today. If you did miss any of the program, or if you'd like to pass a segment along to a friend, click on over to wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us again for more Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.